Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate the good word. Amen. Amen. I want you to look in the book of Romans tonight and say a few things. The Lord will help us tonight. And
yes.
Not be too long. Amen. Can't never tell, though, what the Lord has. Can it be 10, 15, 30? Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Never know what the Lord wants you to say till you say it.
Yes.
That's right. I don't plan them out. Don't write them down. Thank God we just go with what we... I thought this morning, preaching about that business, the Father's business, I thought some things I'd have never said if I'd have had the sermon wrote out. That's right. But I'm glad God knows what to say. It's like Brother Kevin preaching right there. He didn't even have to open his Bible up and preach what's on his heart. And the man said, it's in your heart. That's where the message is. But you don't never know what God wants to deliver until you get to preaching sometimes. It's a special thing for God to use a man to say what people need. And I bless the Lord for some of the scripture he just used. And what the Lord said tonight in 2 Timothy 2:19, the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Yes, sir.
Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's the foundation of God standing sure
right.
In the scripture. Romans 5, I'll just read a few verses there and then go into 6 and say a few things tonight. These verses have been on my mind. The Bible said, for more, in verse 20, moreover, the law entered. Why? That the offense might abound. That's why the law entered. You can't keep the law. You're a lawbreaker. It entered that the offense might abound. It showed you your offenses against God and what you are. You're a transgressor like I am. And there's no hope, really, if you look at it like that. But thank God the rest of the verse comes on in. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And so no matter how much sin, and we missed the mark, really. Sin's a missing the mark. That's what it means. You missed the mark. All have sinned. Come short of the glory of God means you're missing the mark. And brethren, the only way you can come to the mark is thank God know the mark. And that's Christ. He's the mark, the one that brings us to make that what God says a man will have to have. And that's a perfection. That's a... thank God, a sacrifice for sin. And the only one that can bring you to the mark tonight is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can make you, thank God, and not accepted in the beloved and bring salvation through the grace of God. The Bible said that as sin reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And so Christ is the one that gets all the glory in bringing us through grace. Righteousness might reign through him and through us because of him tonight. That's a miracle of God. You can't perform that. Salvation's a miracle of God. You can't do that. That's what God does. But he does it through the gospel preached. He does it through the workings of the Spirit. Thank God to bring a man the quickening power he talked about. It's a work of God. It's something he does. It's not something you can do. You cannot quicken yourself. You're quickened by the Spirit. You're quickened by the power of God. And when that Holy Ghost comes in, thank God, he bursts you in the family of God and brings new life within you. That's where it's at. It's in you. It comes out, but it's in you. Everything's inside. Amen. Far as the manifestations of God to that man's revelation of truth, thank God. But it does come on the outside. It does make known, thank God, these vessels of mercy. Amen. That God shows, amen. God gets all the glory from it. Amen. It wasn't you putting on religion. It was God putting salvation in you, amen, to make you what you are today and keeps working on you and does grace in your heart, because Paul knew that thing. He said, it's the grace of God in me. I am what I am by the grace of God. He knew it was God's work and God's way in us, thank God, to conform us to the very image of his son and perform himself, amen, in us. Everything's him. It's not us. Even though he chose to use a human vessel, thank God, the treasure's in an earth vessel. Everything tonight God does, he does to us believer. Amen. In this world, it's all through us. We have that treasure. Amen. We have it in earthen vessels. That's a miracle of God tonight, how he can take, amen, the man of God or a child of God and use him, amen, in somebody else's life. Amen. You weren't looking for it. Amen. That's just something God did. And you didn't choose who would preach to you. That was God's choice. He gave a priest preacher of the gospel, amen, to the sinner to hear what God says. He said, thank God, how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except God send them? And brethren, it's just the way it is. God has that. You'll never get saved without hearing the gospel. You've got to hear the gospel, but you got to hear it further than the voice of the preacher. It's got to be the works of the Spirit in that heart of that man that hears the gospel. And when he does, thank God, faith comes to him that way. Faith is a gift. It's a gift of God. And brethren, you don't know until it's given to you. You don't have life till it's given to you. You don't have repentance till it's granted to you. Even though God brings you to the wilderness of all that, it's still Christ. It's still the grace of God. It's what he does in a man. You don't know it till it happens. I didn't know what repentance was till I knew I repented. Amen. Listen, thank God somebody said, let's repent. Thank God. Amen. He gave me repentance. He broke me to repentance. Thank God he made me sorry for sin under the convicting work of God. He don't listen. That was why I got saved, because Christ, amen, died for sin. He came to save from sin. Sin's the issue tonight. It's really not heaven and hell, even though that's in the package. Thank God it's sin. Jesus died for sin. Amen. He died to make us one of his. Amen. He died to conform us to his image. He died, thank God, that he might use us to bring glory to his name as a body of believers on earth tonight, that we are a body of believers. Amen. Listen, this is his body right here tonight. There's others that's in the body. If you want to look at it as a universal body of believers, this is a local body. This is a body that he's fitly joined together for his purpose and bring glory. But then he said in verse 1 of chapter 6, what shall we say then? Why would he say that then? Amen. He said, you got righteousness through Christ, but what shall we say then? It's amazing how he'll go on and bring something else across that he's saying about these prior verses, because they had no chapter breakdowns, even though I have no problem with them. It said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He's asking the question, do we continue in this life of sin that grace may prove itself? Amen. Do we continue sinning that grace abound, that we might have grace abounding? And then the answer was, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? And so we're dead to sin tonight. Amen. God don't look at you as a sinner. God looks at you as a saint. God looks at you as a perfect man. He could not look at you any other way and accept you. Even though we know in this body that we have sin. We know in this body that we have difficulties with the flesh every day we live. I have problems with myself. I have problems with my thought life. I have problems, my friend, with my heart sometimes. Thank God having things get in it and ought to get out of it. The only thing that we do is what comes from in here. Amen. It says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh everything we say. And Brother Hyatt needs help tonight. I'm just being honest. Because I realize this. It's amazing to me, Brother Hobson, that God says we're dead to sin. But then John said we have sin. Amen. So what's that mean? Well, I'm dead to the authority of sin. Amen. I'm dead to the penalty of sin. I'm dead to that. I'm not gonna die and go to hell. Thank God I'm not gonna be judged in heaven for sin. You're not gonna be judged for sin. Jesus has already been judged for sin. When he was judged for sin, the judgment came off me. He'll never bring up one sin to me. Amen. He will not do it. Listen, when I stand before him, he's not gonna say, you sin here. He's gonna judge me by my works, whether they be good or bad. And I really think that comes down to the very motive of our intentions of the heart of why I done that. Listen, did I do it because I loved him? Did I do it because the Holy Ghost, amen, provoked that or led that? And did I do these things because I know? If you can get connected with him tonight and just do what he says and obey him and walk in him, that's the best thing you can do, is love him and walk in him and be faithful to him. Because, my friend tonight, amen, sin don't have dominion over
us. Amen. Listen, thank God Christ has dominion over us. If he's our Lord tonight, thank God he's got dominion. He uses everything for his glory. Everything for his glory. No matter what you go through, and that's for his glory. Amen. He takes his life and he lives his life through us. And that's the way the New Testament is. Amen. It's not legalism. It's not living by, amen, mankind's rules or the commandments of men, traditions of men. It's living by faith. It's living by the way of God. It's living by him living in me and through me. Where's the power at tonight? It's in me. Amen. Ain't God exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to what? The power that worketh in us. That the power, thank God, lives through us. And the only way that I have victory, ain't God tonight, is what he said. Amen. I can count on what he said. I might not visibly see some things, but I can believe what he said. And brother, he said, I'm dead to sin tonight. That's what he said. I don't live in sin. Ain't God, I live to him. Amen. That's where it's at tonight. Ain't God, he said, we don't continue living the way we used to. Now listen, his life changes you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's what he does. What's that mean, preacher? He said this, brother Kevin said, he made me new. Yes. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Yes. That's the present tense verse. Right. Every time you read it, that's what you are. You're a new creature. Amen. You're not an old creature. You're a new creature. Yes. Amen. You're saved by grace through faith in Christ. And when he comes to live within, thank God, there's new life. Amen. And therefore, that new life, thank God. Amen. Listen, that's what we live from. It's the new life of God in us. Amen. He said, put on the new man, which after God's created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. What is true holiness? I believe it's a subjected heart toward God and the authority of God. And live and thank God for him. I don't believe it's a certain dress attire. Amen. I don't believe that. Amen. Some people want to wear hats and all that, don't matter to me. Amen. It said her was her glory. Amen. I don't think we need to put on a little mini bonnet. Amen. You won't do it. That's up to you, but that's not holiness. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. I've said this a time or two here. Anything that the natural man can do is not holiness.
Right.
Holiness is produced by God.
Yes, it is.
It's produced by God. You can't produce it.
Right.
You can't live holy unless he lives holy to you. Amen. He's the holy one. Amen. We're holy because of him. He sanctified us, Brother Patton. He sanctified us. That means that there's a positional sanctification. Thank God that when a man gets saved, he sets us apart in his body, Brother Robert, for his purpose, and he's cleaning you. He cleaned you up on the inside. He progressively sanctifies you. That means there's a progressive sanctification. Amen. There's things that I don't do today that I did, amen, 10 years ago. That's right. What is that? And I ain't just talking about works of men. I'm talking about sanctification of the heart. Amen. I'm talking about what salvation does, that he sets us apart. He progressively, amen. Listen, there's things I preach and another man might preach. You might not understand, but don't go against it. Thank God, try to pick it up. Amen. I wouldn't ask, thank God, this young man here, thank God, I wouldn't come and ask him to pick 200 pounds up. He ain't mature enough to take it.
Right.
Ain't many people. I might have went too high. That 200 pounds pretty heavy. Amen. I'd say 100 pounds. Amen. He probably couldn't pick 100 pounds up.
Right.
But I'll tell you what. If I told him to do it, he'd try it.
He'd try it.
It's just like this in the Christian life. Don't kick against what God's doing in you. You might not pick it up right yet, but in time you'll pick some things up. It's progressive. The growth of grace and knowledge in Christ is progressive. And God does that. He works in you like this. He brings you to maturity. There's stages of maturity in the Christian life. Amen. You become full age. That's what the word perfect means, is to become full age or mature. And God brings you that. I couldn't tell you I'm there yet. I don't know if I'll ever tell you I'm there yet. I don't think any man could tell you there yet. I tell you what, I believe I have grown in the grace of God, Brother Patton. But I'm not that full age changed man, I guess. Amen. I don't really know what that is. Thank God I meet him. But brother, there's nobody ever boasted, amen, in what they were in the Bible. There's nobody in this Bible that ever stood up in any church service or anything they did and said, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Nobody ever said that. God said that about them. Amen. That's what God said about them. God said that, amen, Zacharias, Elizabeth, John the Baptist was full of the Holy Ghost. Peter was full of the Holy Ghost. Steve was full of the Holy Ghost. But they didn't stand up and say that. And I don't know where I am, to be honest with you, but in him. And I don't know how far down the line I am, but in him. But I'm learning a whole lot in this thing. And I'm telling you tonight, thank God, he'll teach you tonight if you'll listen to him. And don't let the tradition of men keep you from listening to him. The only man God's going to take further is somebody's willing to listen to him. That's right. If you're going to just be the same person all the time, and that's what the Corinthian believers were, they never got no further. They followed man to, and he said, you say I'm Paul, Paulus, Cephas, and all that. He said, you walk as men.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. He said, you own the milk. You ought to be on the meat.
Yeah.
You know why people don't want the meat? They drink the milk.
Yeah.
They don't want no meat. You know why? Because their preacher didn't deliver it to them. That's bad, but it's true. Somebody asked me one time, where did I learn some of them things? I said, by reading and the Holy Ghost teaching. That's right. Amen. I mean, you don't just get it unless God gives it to you. But you got to have a willingness and an open mind to receive what God's got for you. And the only way you'll go any further with God is he gives it to you. And you'll have to have an open heart. And I'm going to tell you what, you're going to take this thought in your mind when God's giving you something and really feeding your soul. You're going to say, well, people think I'm crazy if I believe that. It really don't matter. It really don't matter. Listen, what matters is that you'll obey God. That's right. The problem is we've got everything figured out. We don't have much figured out. Because it's a faith thing anyhow. And listen, thank God what you ate today ain't going to look good for you tomorrow. You got to have something else tomorrow. God feeds us like that. He does different things in different days. That's just the way God is. He's not a God in a box nor a corner. He is this God. He's a God that'll do what he said. And he's faithful to what he said. And he said, I'm telling you this, your position's not dead in sin. Hey, God, how shall we live any longer that way? Why should we live that life? Amen, I brought you out of that life. Amen, listen, he used baptism here. He said, no, you're not. So many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ. We're baptized in his death. Baptism is an outward display of an inward work. Baptism water don't clean you up, and it don't make any difference in your life far as the inward man. The inward, the outward baptism displaying what God done on the inside. Thank God you died to sin to live unto God. Amen. That's where the power is. You ever get a hold of that? You quit doing that human performance stuff, and we still liable to that stuff. We want to do something that we think that we ought to do, say things we ought to say, and the Holy Ghost ain't in it, and I've done it and still do it. It don't change nothing. Don't make nobody different. Don't edify nobody. It's what we say. Amen. Listen, what God does in you and through you is what counts. That's the only thing. Notice verse 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. We're buried with him, with him, with him, with him in baptism. Thank God it's a picture of that. Listen, everything Christ went through as far as the death, burial, and resurrection, we find ourselves there. In fact, salvation is a picture of that. It works that way. You got to die to self and sin.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And you're going to have to put that behind you and be resurrected to walk in new life.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, I love Calvary. That's where salvation is. That's where Christ finished the work. But Jesus ain't on the cross tonight. He ain't in the tomb tonight. Amen. He's alive, thank God. He ascended back into heaven and said, I'm coming again. Amen. To receive you unto myself. And brother, tonight, Jesus is the resurrected Lord. Are you living, thank God, on the other side of the tomb? Are you living, thank God, on the tomb, on the empty tomb? Amen. Listen, I'm living, thank God, there ain't nothing in the tomb. Amen. He rose again, thank God. And I don't even have to go there to find it out. Amen. He said it, thank God. And what he said is good for me. Amen. What he said does the work, amen. A lot of people tonight, brother, they're so caught up in tradition that they don't even live their life
Brethren, what Jesus said, he said, walk in newness of life. That's what he said. It's a new life. It's a new walk. Amen. It's not, my friend, religion. It's salvation. It's Christ in you. It's not you just performing or a formality or going through the motions of religion. It's the Holy Ghost. Notice what he said, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. That's the way he wants you to walk tonight. Amen. Listen, the only way you do that is he walk in you.
Yes,
he lives
right.
In you.
Right.
Everything he does, I'm just telling you tonight, brother, everything. Notice this. I've thought about this. God don't get no glory out of what he don't do.
Right.
It's everything God does is for his glory. If he sets on you tonight in the power of God, it's for his glory. It ain't for you and me to go home and say, buddy, oh God, the Lord God touched me tonight. It ain't about that. Thank God he did. Amen. But it's for his glory. Everything he does is on purpose for his glory. If he preaches you, Brother Patton, you go to the jails and preach, and God deals with people's heart and somebody gets saved, it's because God used you as a man of God to preach the gospel to them, and the Holy Ghost took the truth out of you. Thank God that you preached that word, you preached the word of faith, and got into them. That's the way God does it. That's just the way it is. That's why it's amazing tonight. That's why it's a great thing tonight. That's why it's a miracle tonight. Amen. Because God does it. He uses the word of faith we preach. You never know when you speak the word, thank God, what God's going to do with it. If you speak it in the Holy Spirit of God, God will use it. Amen. Thank God. I told today, brother, listen, how many messages have we heard? I mean, I've been saved now for a while. I mean, over 35 years. I listen to a lot of preaching down through the days. How many messages have we heard? How many messages has affected us? Well, I don't know if you can come to know all that.
Right.
I mean, what are you, Brother Hyde? I'm a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
What I am. I'm just a piece of the puzzle.
Amen.
You know what you are? You're a piece of the puzzle.
That's it, brother.
That's what you are. That's what you are. You're just a piece of the puzzle.
Amen.
That's right. But that's what you are. That's right. But I know we're more than that, but we are in his hand, thank God, as a piece of, we are his possession. And we are his, but it is. And when you look at this whole thing of God, we see the fact that God is the one that formed this thing together, and it's you and me, and you and me, and you and me, and God. And listen, God uses everybody in it. Everybody in it. See, the whole thing is, it might be your testimony tonight that affected somebody's heart. And it might be, thank God, what you said affected somebody's heart. And it might be something you said what affected somebody's heart. And here we go home tonight, Brother Todd. We sit on a couch and the Holy Ghost just deposits some things in you. Amen. To take you further with God and further with God. And then next week, thank God, here comes another message. Amen. Down the road comes preaching. Everything's the workings of God. He's opened your heart. He's working in your life. And all of a sudden you see the whole picture that God has brought these things in your life to make you what you ought to be and glorify God in you, because you couldn't have had it, thank God, 10 years ago because you wasn't there yet.
Good.
And that's the way God works. It just works like that. I know that's right. Life is stages.
Yes, sir.
Stages.
Yes, sir.
Sure is.
I don't remember when I was a baby. I don't know. I went back in my own mind, Brother Keith, and thought, when did I first remember anything? But I go back probably about 3 or 4 years old. Probably. I was in a stage of life that was innocence, enjoying, thank God, what a little old child would. Then come along after that, that's childhood. Then come teenage years. You know what you did? Teenage years, you done what teenagers do.
Yeah.
I will insert this to help you tonight. If you got teenagers, are you going to have them? Because all mine's gone. Don't expect them to be like you.
That's good advice. That's good
I tried advice. To get my kids to think like me, act like me. And under God now, I wish I never had tried. God don't want me. God didn't want them to be like me nor act like me. He wanted them to be what God wanted them to be. You cannot put a 38-year-old mind in a 15-year-old boy or girl.
You cannot.
You can't do it.
Right.
They ain't going to think like that. But there's a stage of life right there. Listen, can I tell you this? My childhood was good. My teenage years was good. I was lost. But I had good parents, had good, enjoyable things in life. But the thing of it is, there's a stage of life you go to. You go through young adult life. Amen. I don't know what that is. I guess from, thank God. Amen. Up to, hell, I don't know. I ain't putting no age on it. Praise God, I'm 62. I don't know what I am. Amen. And somebody said, you old man. I said, don't call me that yet. Amen. Amen. I don't know. I guess you are what you think you are, I reckon. Amen. Even though you really got to admit it, thank God, when you look in the mirror, you're 62 years old, height. Amen. I said, it ain't my mind, no. My mind ain't 62. My mind's 18, 20. Amen. That's right. But I find that I ain't really 18 or 20. Amen. That's right. But you think it up here, but you're not in your body. That's right. That's just the way it is. There's stages of life. I mean, you just go through these things. You take the age that, let's just say 30 to 60 years old. And, you know, and I mean, if that's midlife, that's midlife. But there's a stage there, brother. And then after that, you know, it's older age. I'm not going to call you old. Amen. Older age. Amen. I like that in myself. You know, I'm just getting older. Amen. There's stages of life. You go through different things. And can you get this here? There was people God put in your life in stages.
Right.
When he puts a body together, you're together as a born-again spiritual body. Thank God you leave out of here. But in life in general, there's people, if I can put it on this term, there's people that God puts in your life as a child. My grandparents were wonderful people for me. Wonderful people. But now they're gone. My daddy and mama still living, and bless the Lord for it. They're in their 80s. I remember when Daddy, I looked down and missed that news sitting in that chair. I remember when Daddy was a firm, strong man and said, what I tell you, you're going to do. And that was part of my life right there. My mama was a good mama. She raised me in a way that I respected. She taught me things, Brother Kevin. Yes, yes or no, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
That's right.
You're going to behave when we go in here. You're going to sit down, not say nothing. If they ask you, do you want any drink of water or anything, you tell them, no, ma'am. Because if you don't listen to me when you get home, we'll deal with it.
Yeah,
amen.
Right. That's right.
Amen. So I thought about what's been the greatest years of my life. And I had to say the 80s has been one of the greatest years of my life. Think about this the other night. I got married in the 80s. I got saved in the 80s. I got called to preach in the 80s. And I started pastoring in the 80s. Amen. All them in the 80s. I mean, every bit of it in the years of the 80s, that was a stage of my life. Yes. Amen. Now I've grown. I've grown in grace. I mean, I've gone on with this thing. I've been here a long time at the place that God put me. And brother, there's stages in that. I mean, look at, and I thought this morning, man, how I miss Brother Robert Cranfield. I thought, what a man that meant so much to my heart. And he's gone. I mean, he's gone now. What a great, and the people that God put in this church in days gone by, and the stages of them years and people that's went to be with the Lord. And now Brother Shirley and Sister Linda, and I mean, when I come here, thank God, 32 years ago, amen. And Brother Shirley was in his, no doubt, I mean, 32 years. Amen. He told me he was 79 on his last birthday. Amen. So if you go back 30 years, he was in his 40s, praise God, when I come here. And that's how time goes by. And you was a little old boy when I come here. And all these things, and God works all these things. And now, but spiritual life, where's he brought me in this stage of my life that God has taught me these things and learning these things, and I see these things, Brother Robert, and God's helping you and teaching you. And listen tonight, that's why he came. I ain't got to deliver you from sin and deliver you, thank God, from yourself. He might put his life in you. I ain't God, by the time he comes, we ought to be more like him tonight. Amen.
Amen.
That's where it's at. That's where life is. It's in him tonight.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord for it.
Yeah.
Buddy, there's things mama put in me that ain't never going to leave me.
Never.
I know the world calls it Mother's Day, and I ain't getting on all that. Amen. I appreciate my mama. She's, thank God, amen, been a good mama. I'm glad God saved her. 1986. Down there at that church, at Grace Bible Church, when that old man of God, Ira Powell, was preaching that morning in the Holy Ghost. Thank God, tagged her heart. Amen. And she come down and got to praying to God. And when she left that pew, my heart went with her because I had the burden for her. And she got up saved and she ain't wobbled about coming and meeting in the house of God, giving, doing what the will of God is. Amen. I bless the Lord for it. I'm telling you the best thing. Listen, I'm glad Mama took care of me. But the best thing that ever happened to her was when she got born again, when she got saved by the grace of God. I'm telling you that'll comfort you. Praise God anytime that you know they've been saved by the grace of God. Amen. I bless the Lord for tonight. But I'm telling you tonight, friend, there's things that God put in you and me tonight. Amen. Thank God down through the years. Amen. Thank God it'll never change because God don't never change.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. My mom, listen, when Nathaniel said that, he said, well, he ain't never changed. Well, I have changed, but I ain't changed what he sees. Still sticking with the old book. Still sticking with the same singing.
Yeah.
I ain't going to the contemporary way.
No.
I ain't have it. I ain't have it. You know why I ain't going that way? Ain't no God, Holy Spirit in it. A lot of it's just entertainment. If I wanted that, I'd just go. If I wanted entertainment, I'd just get out of it today and I'd just go join somewhere. Thank God the YMCA and entertain myself. Do something that'd be profitable. That's the way I see it. I ain't interested in it. Amen. I want what God's got. Why would God say it was good enough for me when I got saved and it ain't good enough now?
Yes.
It's just that I've grown in grace and have more understanding and knowledge of Him, and it's all about Christ, and He's teaching me these things. And brother, there's things that I used to believe that I taught, amen, was what I should have believed, but I found out that they was just the commandments of men. I want to know more about Him. Everything's through Him and by Him and for Him. Everything, brother, He loves you. That's your relationship with Him. Amen. I showed Brother Keith that. I ain't got that little nugget in 14 of Romans. And it said, every man answers to his own master.
Yes, right.
He said, I ain't got no right to judge nobody. He said, every man answers to his own master. If you ever learn who your master is, it's Jesus.
Right.
Amen. You won't bite your fingernails at what somebody's thinking about you.
That's right.
Amen. It won't bother you. Brother, I appreciate you. I appreciate the way you preach. And not the fear of man. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God, just keep us shucking the corn.
Amen.
Thank God. I'll tell you one thing. If you ever get to that place where it's just you and Him and you answering the master, you ain't going to bite your fingernails and wonder what somebody's thinking about you.
Yeah.
That's maturity. That's them teenage years. Boy, I'm going to put these clothes on. I want that him to look up to me. You know, Mama used to dress us. She always, back in my day, you wore them tablecloth pads. Had all them checks on it and everything. I said, man, I don't want to wear these. Had them old checkered pants. Them, what's them suits we wore, Brother Hobson?
Leisure
suits. Had them slick things on. Amen. Boy, I like wearing blue jeans and flannel shirt. I said, praise God, Friday she let me wear that, you know. She's tough on us. She's made me look right, you know. He said, you going to wear these? I had a pair of red and green checkered pants. Looked like she'd cut up a tablecloth. Amen. I thought, man, these people are going to think I'm a weird. Amen, down here at the school. You know why? I cared what they thought. I still care what people think. Don't get me wrong, but I don't to the place that I'm going to bow down to them. Amen. Love me or like me, either way, you got to take me who I am. Ain't that right? God have mercy. Amen. I'm not a Christian teenager. God help, hope I've grown a little bit. You know, you held 13. Yeah, you get a hard time. I mean, he's wanting the girls to look at him and say, he's a nice looking young man. I mean, got a nice looking boy. I told you this morning, didn't I? I said, he's looking good. Come in with that hair fixed, nice set of jeans, cowboy boots, blue shirt. I'm just having to use you because you're on the front row. I'll get to him next. Amen. That's right. Look at him all tied up here. Got his top button. Amen. See, hey, friend, ain't we all, hey, we still got a little of that. Amen. I got my favorite clothes, don't you? Amen. And I like them because they fit me good and it's warm. Amen. Right. I don't care nothing about what you think about them. Amen. But I ain't wanting to live under teenage pressure. I'm going to tell you, the worst people who give you more peer pressure than anybody is church people. Church people.
Yeah.
Well, look, do you see what she had on? No, I didn't look.
Right.
Do you see what he had on? I didn't look. I like what Lakin told that fella. He said, that woman's skirt was too short. He said, I don't know what color was her hair.
Uh-oh. That's right.
Looking in the wrong place.
That's right.
Amen. God have mercy.
That's right.
Righteous on the inside.
That's right.
And that will produce something on the outside. Nobody had to call me this morning and say, hey, Hyde, how about dressing like this? Don't wear short britches down there. Don't put on no t-shirt. And your tennis shoes go down there and preach to them people. And you know, if I come in like that, y'all say, Myra, has he been drinking? That's what I say. That's what they say, ain't it? You think that. You say, what in the world's wrong with that man? I've saw him a long time. He ain't never acted like that. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit tells you.
Yes, sir.
He tells you everything in your life, what to do. Amen. That's why you telling this little, that's why they telling this little girl here what to do now.
Yep.
She ain't old enough to decide.
That's right.
When you was young in Christ, the preacher had to tell you a lot of things you needed to
that's
do.
Right.
That's when you come in for that race that time. I didn't say nothing. See, I'm bringing something up that you did the day you got after you got saved. This man got saved in September and he went to Charlotte Speedway in October and laid out of church that Sunday morning.
That's right, dude.
You say, what'd you say to him? Nothing. Then I didn't say nothing to you, did I? You know why? Because I saw when he come in, the Holy Ghost of God done told him.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You say, is it a sin to go to a race? If God says it is, it is. If God says it ain't, go. Ain't that right? There's a whole lot of things in a hundred you can do besides go to a race on Sunday morning.
Yep.
You say, I'm not your master. You old enough. You was young then.
Yeah.
You was young in the faith.
Sure.
I could have damaged you if I'd have jumped all on you.
Yes, you could.
I could have. Yep. I had that way in my that day anyhow. I'd just jump on anything and preach against it. That's just all I knew. You preach what you know. Amen. I knew Jesus, but the rest of that was all this stuff outside.
Yep.
Amen. But listen, thank God I still think that needs to be dropped on once in a while. But amen, listen, it ain't about that. It's about Jesus Christ being your Lord. You follow the Holy Ghost of God.
Yep.
That's why he saved you. Amen. You old enough to know that. Amen. I said it again. He won't have to call you tonight and tell you to brush your teeth. It ain't none of his business anyway. But if you 5 years old and you living in this house, he should say, Kayla, you and them boys, you brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Why? Because you got to remind him.
Yeah.
But there's ought to be people are mature in God. They ought not be babies.
Right.
They ought not get mad if the preacher don't shake their hand and say, how you doing? I always say it's two lane road to that, ain't it?
Yeah.
They didn't speak to me. Did you speak to them?
Right.
That's maturity. You know what I'm saying? That's just Christian maturity. That's what the Holy Ghost does. That's what new life does. That's what Christ does. Amen. Thank God and live for him. That's right. Praise God. I appreciate you. I scattered tonight a little bit, but it'll work. Amen. If you throw the whole meal at them, thank God. Just don't preach potatoes. Thank God, throw the whole plate. Amen. Somebody said, what'd you do? I said, I threw them the whole plate. They'll have to decide what they want to eat. That's right. That's why I said, they said, what'd you preach on up there? I said, the whole plate. Amen.
Amen.
Just throw it out there. Thank God. Meat, potatoes, whatever you can get off of it, eat it.
Yes.
It'll help you. If you can't eat it all, just wait till another time.
Yes.
Put it in the refrigerator and get it out and eat it again.
Yes.
Amen. If it gets old, thank God, let me preach it again to you. It's all God.
Yes.
He feeds you what he wills to feed you. You ain't going to remember how, you don't listen. You taught a good lesson this morning. I remember you talked about dwelling in the love of God, giving what you have, all these things. But I don't remember everything he said.
Amen.
You don't remember everything I said.
Right.
You go home and not think on some things, but there's nothing in the way you don't remember everything, but it's piecemeal.
Right.
You get it here a little, there a little. You get it like that. You grow like that. Thank God, I only know what I ate a week ago, but I ate it. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God. You don't remember what was preached 3 weeks ago unless the Holy Spirit nailed you. Amen. You went home worried about it and laid in bed and had to repent of it. God have mercy. But God put it in you. That's the way it is. Why are these people getting all upset about everything? Praise God. Jesus is in control of it all. He done it in you. Bless his name. Let's stand. Brother Patton, pray for us tonight. God bless him. God bless this man. God bless him.
Speaking truth, Lord.
God bless us. Yes.
I thank you, Lord, for it, Lord.
God help us,
Lord. Let the word go out, Lord.